Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy, for the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and in the economy within each of us for every thought and feeling and action we have regarding all things of financial nature, and to do so under grace. It's important to recognize that the changes we want out there start with the changes inside of us, and so we come together for meditation. We come together to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, the instruments of peace for this time, for ourselves and the world. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 187. Reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. Reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. The word reserve is really interesting. It really means to be a slave again, literally. Serve is slave, or to be of that kind of service. And really to be in the sense of a servant. And I want you to understand that word. And it's re, meaning again and back anew. And the way we have reserve, and most of us think of reserve, we think of it in terms of it could be a number of things. It could be having enough money put aside. To serve again, meaning putting aside for service again, or for a special purpose or use at a later time, or for someone else. Like a college fund. Like what we're always told, but we know in our time, so many, we're really not aware of this or practice this, to put enough aside for... Generally, people say 2 months reserve to cover what your salary or expenses would be, although I've always believed in putting aside 1 to 2 years for the unexpected. But we never expect the unexpected to happen, but we're living in that time. And I would share with you, and of course the other meaning of reserve is like one's personality self, kind of stepping back, seeing what's going on, ready for the unexpected, pretty much like on guard, although I don't really feel that's what we're being told to do. Here, reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. It's being of service. You know, this unexpected, this economic crisis first seemed to show up here in America really clearly, so we could not miss it mid-October of 2008, although it had been coming. And signs were there, but most of us who are not economists were not watching it for the past year. We just know it in retrospect. But I share with you, we are being asked to serve, to be of service, to be a servant again, to carry out duties that we don't even know that we signed on for. It's a holy mission, the sacred, divine mission that our spirits agreed to play out during this lifetime, to be of reserve as in service to God for a higher purpose. The higher purpose is to balance humanity, to clean up, cleanse all things regarding finances, so people come from the belief and knowingness and practice of our oneness. Not our separation, not greed, but compassion. Recognizing we all deserve the right for abundance, for whatever happens to one happens to the other. And so one getting rich at someone else's expense at some point no longer works. We've hit that point. We have come back to this place, and whatever we put aside financially is really for this purpose. We just did not know. The unexpected, the sudden, the unseen, It never was expected to occur, and not to this degree. Reserve is more than the money. We can't really do much about that now if we did not have the reserves in place. We can open ourselves up to be at peace and know that and know that next right opportunities are here now when we are at peace. And so we come in meditation to regain the reserve of peace, harmony, and prosperity from the inside out. To build up our supply, if you will, reserve of compassion. Not so much for the world, although it is, it's for ourselves. For when we have this reserve of compassion for ourselves, this acceptance for ourselves, this love for ourselves, this peace with who we are and whatever has happened in our life during this time or any other time, that's how we transform the world outside of us. And so I believe we are being told, we are being requested, we are being directed to have reserve more than enough, a greater degree than we ever thought we could possibly ever achieve, of whatever it is we need to face the unexpected, like the times we are living through right now, or any, in quote, crisis you may ever face in your life, in your health, your wealth, or your happiness. And so, reserve is more than the money. It is the beingness, the inner strength, not the hard will and pushing through, but the absolute peace, compassion, love for ourselves. And then we may have it for everyone else, even those who contributed to this situation, knowing that our taking this stand for love and compassion, for deep, deep sacred love and compassion, is the energy that transforms the outside personalities and ways of the world to this higher vibration, this vibration of true, authentic, sustainable peace, harmony, and prosperity. So we'll keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Breathe into your heart center. We're breathing into the ultimate banks. You know, they say we can't rely on the banks anymore out there. We don't know which bank is a safe bank, which bank will be around, you know, in a month, in a year, and it doesn't matter. We have the safety inside, and we are blessed in America, and I trust in other parts of the world, that our government backs our finances in the banks as long as we keep within their reserve limits. And so we do. And so we go inside, breathing to our heart center, reaching into the sacred place inside, breathing in to the center of our being, to the treasury that is within each of us now. Breathe inside with your eyes gently closed, perhaps your arms stretched out, really embracing your angel spirit being, allowing your chest to expand, and that much more space for your heart to pump the vital life force through every cell and atom of your being, and your air passageways to be wide open. Breathing in the richness, the divine air into your body temple, to the treasury, who you are, to the incredible gift, golden child of God, who you are. And we let go all that is of the outside world, just for now. Notice any light inside. Perhaps there's one that is shining brighter than all the rest. A color. Mine is green. Become one with that light inside of you. Become one with this treasury bank inside of you. Know that you are filled with the riches of the universe inside of you. All we have to do is know that is true. Float towards this light, ever so gently, becoming closer and closer, like a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings, being drawn to the light with curiosity, expectancy, wonder, pure love. That's who you are. And within inside of you is a complete treasury of the universe, sacred, holy gifts, abundant gold, silver, jewels. They're all here. They're all a reflection of who you are. And as we breathe inside, connecting with this light inside of you, feel the peace as you join with this pure love essence, who you are now under grace. Slow your breath down ever that much more. Feel the peace all around you. Feel that peace penetrating every cell and atom of your being. As it does, allow this beautiful divine light energy to simply do its divine work through you, harmonizing every cell and atom of your being, every thought form you've ever had about having more than enough, releasing lack and limitation in any form, conscious and unconscious, concern, worry, what will happen, can I do it, is there enough, why isn't there more, when will it come? Simply let them go, knowing those are man-made thought forms. They are learned thought forms. Simply see them on the blackboard of your mind and take your inner eraser and wipe the slate clean now. Wipe off the first thought, and the second, and the third. See them simply go back to the dust from where they came. Simply transmute it under grace now, breathing them out, knowing that your inner self, simply breaking them up, dissolving them, releasing them back to the nothingness from where they came. They are not real. They have been made up to serve another, not to serve God. We are here now to reconnect with the limitless reserve inside of us, being our servant self, serving our higher purpose, serving God's will, and making a difference in the world in a way we did not know. We have come in service to claim prosperity, to claim prosperity that is ours and each being on the world through peace and harmony. From an absolute knowingness, this is who we are. We breathe into the reserve of our being, knowing we have come back to this lifetime to serve in this form. And we have been given infinite reserves for whatever it is we need, more than enough patience, understanding, wisdom, and even things of a financial nature. It may not always be money, and yet it may be things that people give and you receive and you give. Allow yourself to see the wonder of all the ways. There is more than enough. Feel the pure delight in knowing you are full. You are full with God's riches, wisdom, and knowingness, the ways that will be revealed. The more you stay in this reserve of love, peace, harmony, and inner prosperity. Inner prosperity, knowing the path has been and is being designed for you now. The way is being made clear for you now. And as is being made clear for you now, is being made clear for all others under grace. Feel that peace inside, knowing it is true. And from the inside out, literally see that path. See that pot of gold in whatever form you want it to be. It's not literally a pot of gold. None of us can ever use all that much money. That is the biggest lesson in this age. It's being full. Feeling fullness, satisfaction, joy, every step of the way. That's the reserve we are asked to know again. Feeling satiated, satisfied with where we are right now. Being in peace about that now. And as we do, every cell and atom of our being is harmonized at the highest level, and we naturally attract even that much more. Feel full, dear ones. Feel complete right now. Feel more than enough right now. And that is the path to receive that much more. Feel that now. Pause and feel that joy, that gratefulness, that fullness, as if you've just completed a delightful holiday meal with all your loved ones, filled with laughter and joy and more than enough and special treats. Feel that fullness as when you end the night and go to sleep, and you feel truly satisfied and happy. Feel that joy now. Feel that more than enough. Feel that peace and harmony, knowing all is well. It is these simple, seemingly little things that will bring us the greatest joy. They will bring us the key that opens the door to more and more prosperity in all its shapes and forms. Financial, relationship, professional, business, health, love, for it's all love. And to have more and more love in your life in any form is to truly love where we are, where you are, right now. Feel that peace and harmony as you focus on you right now. Focus on whatever you felt was not enough. And right now, bless it, thank it for being here right now, for being more than enough right now. It has stood up for you, it stayed here for you, it is provided for you, it is here for you now. Bless it and thank it. Whoever it is, inside of you, outside of you, the world situation, the economic, in quote, crisis, the times we are living in right now. See them as a blessing. See them as a gift. Knowing that the gift is being revealed, the more we stay in love, the more we feel full of peace and joy that we are right now being of service. And knowing we are given everything we need under grace now to fulfill our mission of peace, harmony, and prosperity for ourselves and each of us across this dear Mother Earth now. Time to come back and bring this knowingness into the world. Reconnect with the light inside. Reconnect with your breath. Reconnect with your body. Feel your toes and your fingers. Move them. Move your head gently back and forth. Very slowly. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position as we say, I bless you and thank you. Namaste. As we stay in this position, we call on Carla to tone with us the energy, the vibration of more than enough. That we are, we have an infinite supply of whatever it is we need to fulfill our mission now under grace.
Yes, I am sacred instrument of love, grace, peace, harmony, prosperity, All is well.
And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.